Bíomh cóirte ismise Joe Bollard. Tá fáilte roiad go dtí ar tá Sounds Irish. Hello friends, I'm Joe Bollard and I want to welcome you to our program Sounds Irish, a program of songs, ballads and stories and all things Irish. A program I hope you'll find enjoyable, interesting, entertaining and maybe even informative. So come on, spend some time with me and sample some Sounds Irish. Dave Accordia, hello friends, I'm Joe Wallard, and I hope you can stay with me for the next 2 hours or so and enjoy some Sounds Irish. I'd like to welcome you all to the programme, and we have lots of new listeners with us this week. First of all, I want to say hello to my regular friends on the Global Voice. I also want to say hello to our friends in Portugal, Bon Noi, I think it is, and you're with Antenna Web, and welcome, a hearty Cade Meal of Fáilte Roimh to our friends in Boston, on Boston Free Radio. And here, Joe Bollard going into, I hope, a lot of people's homes in Boston. And I hope you're going to enjoy and stay with me for the remainder of the programme. And perhaps hear a track or two that you will like. First of all, Sounds Irish. In our programme, Sounds Irish, it doesn't mean that every song's going to be an Irish song. But it will have some Irish connection. It might be played by an Irish group, written by an Irish person, but it will have some connection with Ireland. Also, there will be every type and genre of Irish music, whether it's traditional, ballads, country and Irish, old Irish songs, as well as Irish ballad groups. Again, this is a pre-recorded programme, so you can't contact me while we're on air. But you can contact me at any time. And that's by email, of course. And the email address is everton274@sky.com. everton274@sky.com. And put the word Sounds Irish in the subject line. With a request, a dedication or a comment. I get lots of emails now of people commenting on things that they've heard on the programme. Well, that's got the introductions over. Now, let's hear some music. On last week's programme, I introduced you to John Kelly, the man from Knock. Now, John has some lovely albums, a couple of them I've got, and there's some cracking tracks on them, including this one.
So many miles I've travelled from Cork to Innisfree, singing all those country songs like they do in Tennessee. 'Cause in my heart I love these songs, but on the other hand, down deep inside I love to sing a song of Ireland. Forget about those honky-tonks or Nashville's music row. Let's sing about the things back home, the place we really know. Such beauty here to capture, and so many come to Knock. From around the county Galway and the city of New York. So be proud of dear old Ireland, let us praise it with a song. Let's be proud of this old country, it's the place that we belong. And no matter where we wander, and no matter where we roam, let us sing of dear old Ireland, 'cause this country is our home. I've been to California, walked the streets of Hollywood. I've even seen the footprints there where so many big stars stood. They to me just don't compare with the beauty that we know, like the famous Ring of Kerry or the hills of my Mayo. So be proud of dear old Ireland, let us praise it with a song. Let's be proud of this old country, it's the place where we belong. And no matter where we wander, and no matter where we roam, let us sing of dear old Ireland, 'cause this country is our home. Let us sing of dear old Ireland, 'cause this country is our home.
Let's sing songs of Ireland, because Ireland is our home. John Kelly, a man from Knock. Knock in County Mayo. Now, Knock has been for many, many years, certainly since the late 19th century, a pilgrimage centre in the west of Ireland, in County Mayo. And it has built up over the years. It started as a small country village and is now, well, it's a huge undertaking, even with its own airport. And maybe on a future programme we'll have a little more information for you about Knock and how the Pilgrim Centre is working and how it all works over there in Knock. I might even go over there in the summertime. But that was John Kelly. Now, here we have Planxty. And they're saying, "My heart is in Ireland tonight." Planxty, with the lead singer Andy Irvine, who's sung in many, many groups at different times in his singing career. We're going to drop in on a television recording of a television program that took place some years ago. And here's Andy Irvine, "My heart is in Ireland tonight," with Planxty. And there's some lovely, lovely work at the end of this.
Sunday morning.
Thank you very much indeed. This is a song which actually goes back before Planxty days. I was in a band before Planxty called Sweeney's Men, and we didn't have much work in those days in the early 60s or the mid 60s, and when we didn't have a gig, which was most of the time, we would go down to County Clare and we would listen to the music of Willie Clancy and worship at his feet. He was a wonderful man to look at when he was playing the pipes, wasn't he, Liam? He had a real boyish, childish look on his face, and
and played a mean set of pipes.
Yes, he did. He played a mean set of pipes with a very non-mean look on his face.
Well, I mean, yeah, in the nicest. He played this particular set of pipes here, actually. So carry on, Andy.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Talk about being upstage, Ducky.
No.
Anyway, this is a song I wrote a couple of years later, or actually a couple of decades later, about the nostalgia of being in that band and being young and footloose at that time. It's called "My Heart's Tonight in Ireland."
In the sweet mill town Malvay, there I'd love to be. So long ago and far away, nothing can compare to my heart's tonight in Ireland, in the sweet County Clare. In the town of Scariff, the sun was shining in the sky when Willie Clancy played his pipes, and the tears welled in my eyes. Many years have passed and gone since the times we had there, but my heart's tonight in Ireland, in the sweet County Clare. My heart tonight is far away across the rolling sea, in the sweet mill town Malvay, there I love to be. So long ago and far away, nothing can compare. My heart's tonight in Ireland, in the sweet County Clare. That August in Kilrush, when the rain was lashing down, and our hotel was that hay barn on the outskirts of town. We were all sick and feverish, and Dolan had the flu, but Johnny produced some whiskey, and the sun came smiling through. My heart tonight is far away across the rolling sea, in the sweet mill town Malvay. There I love to be. So long ago and far away, nothing can compare. My heart's the night of Ireland, in the sweet County Clare. Those nights in 6 Mile Bridge when the songs and music flowed, and when it came to closing time, sure the lights were turned down low. And the sergeant from Kilkishan, he would buy us all one more, and we'd never laugh back up before the clock was striking four. My heart tonight is far away across the rolling sea, in the sweet little town Malvay. There I love to be. So long ago and far away, but nothing can compare. And my heart's tonight in Ireland, in the sweet County Clare. The Hinch and Ennis Diamond, Liscannor and Kilkee, but best of all was Milltown when the music flowed so free. With a Clancy in the County Clare, I'm ever in your debt, for the sights and sounds of yesterday are shining memories yet. My heart tonight is far away across the rolling sea, in the sweet Milltown Malvay, and there I love to be. So long ago and far away, nothing can compare. And my heart's tonight in Ireland, in the sweet County Clare. In the days of Sweeney, in the sweet County Clare.
Now, I know that particular track was longer than we usually play on Sounds Irish, the track, but I didn't want to cut it short because I wanted the lads to introduce it themselves, as I say, taken from a live performance, My Heart's Tonight in Ireland, and I love Andy Irvine singing. He has an unusual voice and a lovely way of treating a folk song, whether he's singing with Planxty or with Sweeney's Men. A couple of weeks ago, I played for you a track from Mick Maloney from his album McNally's Row of Flats, which is a sort of a New York Irishy vaudeville type album. And it's really quaint, unique. Now, this tells the story of Mulligan's Guards. And having listened to it, I thought, yes, It's rather reminiscent of the Percy French song, Slattery's Mounted Foot. It's about a group of lads in New York who are Irish, apparently, mulligans, and they have their own guards, and they all march up and down, and it's, as I say, rather like Slattery's Mounted Foot. And I love the harmonies, that the vocal harmonies in this, and the lovely, quaint sound about the whole thing. Mick Maloney and Mulligan's Guards.
Condescension, we'll tell you what we know of merchant in the Mulligan Guard from the Sligo ward below. Our captain's name was Hussey, a Tipperary man. He carried his sword like a Rooshan duke whenever he took command.
Forward! March!
We shouldered guns and marched away. From Baxter Street, we marched to Avenue A. Our fifes and drums, so sweetly they did play, as we marched, marched, marched of the Mulligan Guard. When the band played Gary Owen or the Connemara Pet, with a rub-a-dub-dub we'd march in the mud to the military step. With the green above the red boys to show where we come from, our guns we'd lift with the right shoulder shift as we'd march to the beat of the drum.
We shouldered guns and marched away. From Baxter Street we marched to Avenue A. Our fifes and drums, so sweetly they did play, as we marched, marched, marched in the Mulligan Guard.
When we got home at night, boys, the divil a bit we'd ate. We'd all sit up and drink a sup of whiskey strong and neat. Then we'd all march home together, as slippery as lard. The solid men would all fall in and march in the Mulligan Guard.
We shouldered guns and marched away. From Baxter Street, we marched to Avenue A. Our fifes and drums, so sweetly they did play, as we marched, marched, marched in the Mulligan Guard. We shouldered guns and marched away. From Baxter Street we marched to Avenue A. Our fifes and drums, so sweetly they did play, as we marched, marched, marched in the Mulligan Guard. We shouldered guns and marched away. From Baxter Street we marched to Avenue A. Our fifes and drums, so sweetly they did play.
There they go, marching off into the sunset. Mulligan's Guards and Mick Maloney. Email. Hello, Joe. Listen to your Sounds Irish on a regular basis here in Birmingham, in England. Love your programme, but I do feel that you don't play enough Mary Black. Oh, Joe's getting his leg slapped. You know what, Pat? I think you're right. He's right. I don't play enough Mary Black. And again, I had this email last week or the week before from Pat. Pat, can you do me a little favour when you write to me again? Because I know you're a regular writer. Can you tell me whether you're Pat male or Pat female? Not that it makes any difference, but you leave the choice of Mary Black up to me. Well, okay. Self-indulgence. My favourite Mary Black song. Recorded many years ago, when she first started out. It's not an Irish song, it's a song from Northumberland in England, but it's our Mary Black and she sings it beautifully.
Oh, the sky was clear, the morning.
Of course, the lovely Rose of Allendale, the best version of that song I've got. Yes, I have three or four other versions of it, but Mary Black's is just wonderful. Recently, I've been discovering the Johnstones, or rediscovering the Johnstones, and I've got an album of theirs that I simply love, and I keep playing it over and over again on my MP3 player. They're going to sing for us now a beautiful song. They have a lovely way, rather like as I mentioned earlier, Andy Irvine and his way of putting over a folk song. Their harmony, they being the Johnstones, they have this lovely sort of fifth harmony, the way they sing fifths and the way they present a folk song, like this one, The Lambs on the Green Hills.
The lambs on the green hills, they sport on, they play. Many strawberries grow on the salt sea. And many strawberries grow on the salt sea. And many's the ship sails the ocean. The bride and bride's party to church they did go. The bride she rode foremost, she bears the best show. But I followed after with my heart full of woe, to see my love wed to another. The first place I saw her, 'twas in the church stand. Gold rings on her finger and her love by the hand. Says I, my wee lassie, I will be the man. Although you are wed to another, the next place I saw her, 'twas on the way home. I ran on before her, not knowing where to roam. Says I, my wee lassie, I'll be by your side. Stop, stop, says the groomsman, till I speak a word. Will you venture your life on the point of my soul? For courting so slowly, you've lost this fair name. So begun, for you'll never enjoy her. Oh, make now my grave both large, wide and deep, and sprinkle it over with flowers so sweet. And lay me down it to take my sleep, for that's the best way to forget her.
Oh, how cruel love can be! But wasn't there a beautiful sort of folky sound about that particular track, The Lambs on the Green Hills from the Johnstons. During the Middle Ages, many blind people here in Ireland, and I imagine all over Europe as well, but they found that the only way they could make some sort of a living, apart from begging, was to become musicians. And many of them, well, played the pipes or the fiddle, but most of them played harps. And one of the greatest blind musicians ever to come from Ireland at that particular time was O'Carolan. And he travelled the country playing in all the big houses. He was in great demand. He got lots of gigs playing at the big houses, at the swell balls and at the upmarket parties. Here's a sound for us. It's played by the Chieftains, by the way. We listen to the Chieftains' version of O'Carolan's Concerto. And the way they put it across, it sounds very much like Baroque music of the time. Have a listen to the Chieftains and O'Carolan's Concerto. Sounds Irish, Limisha, Joe Bullard.
For nearly 60 years, I've been a cocky. Of droughts and fires and floods, I've lived through plenty. This country's dust and mud has seen my tears and blood, but it's nearly over now, now I'm easy. I married a fine young girl when I was 20. She died in giving birth when she was 30. No flying doctors then, just a kindly old legend. But it's nearly over now, now I'm easy. She left me with two sons and a daughter. On this bone dry farm that's crying out for water. Though my care was rough and ready, they grew up fine and steady. But it's nearly over now, now I'm easy. My daughter married young and went her own way. My sons lie buried beneath the former railway. And on this land I've made my own, I carry on alone. But it's nearly over now, now I'm easy. City folk these days despise the copy, saying with subsidies and dole they've had it easy. There's no drought or starving stock in this soon suburban block. But it's nearly over now, now I'm easy. For nearly 60 years I've been a copy of droughts and fires and floods. I've lived through plenty. This country's dust and mud has seen my tears and blood. But it's nearly over now, now I'm easy. But it's nearly over now, now I'm easy.
Now, that was PJ Murray, by the way. We've played PJ a couple of times over the last couple of weeks, but I don't ever remember playing that particular track before. I know it has been done by Ronnie Drew, and I have it somewhere by Ronnie Drew, but it's not a great recording. It's called And Now I'm Easy. It's a man in Australia reminiscing on his life, and I think it's nice. Although, if I may be critical, I think the backing could have improved a little. But that's Joe Waller just being the musician.